The Gemara Masechet Ksubos Daf Nun Amud Aleph teaches us Amar Bala Ushi Skinu Hamavazbis Ayivazbis Yosu Mechaimish. If somebody is spending money on tzedakah, he shouldn't spend more than a fifth, more than 20%. And so does the Gemara bring a brisa. Hamavazbis, if somebody is spending money on tzedakah, ayivazbis yosu mechaimish. He should not spend more than 20%. And the reason the Gemara gives is shemi yitzdarach lebrius. The Gemara is concerned that he may have to spend more than, he may have to, if he gives all the money his way for tzedakah, we're concerned he won't have money left over for other purposes. The Rishonim debate how to understand this Gemara. If right now he has this obligation to give tzedakah, why shouldn't he give it now? So the Rabbi explains, the Gemara says, Asei Shabbat Chachol, Val Tetzdarach Lebriyos. The Gemara, the halacha is, beginning Hilcha Shabbos, that a person should not spend money that he doesn't have, even though there's a din of Oynik Shabbos. So just like there's a halacha of Oynik Shabbos, that a person, even though there's an obligation of Oynik Shabbos, still a person has to live within his means. Here too, the Gemara is teaching us that person should live within his means and not spend more than 20%. And the Rabbi goes on to explain, because if he will give away all his money, we are concerned that if he gives away all of his money, he will become a poor person. And we know there's a concept of ani choshev kemes, that a person is considered, when he's poor, when he's impoverished, as if he has no money. Of course, the Rishonim point out, and we'll speak about this more, Mitzvah Shem, that this halacha only applies when it comes to do a mitzvah saseh, to give tzedakah. But if a person needs to spend money to avoid doing an aveira, then there is no shear to how much he has to give. The Baal Shem, in explaining this Gemara of Mavazbis, Ayivazbis Yosu Mechaimish, he points out, why does the Gemara use somewhat of a difficult wording, Hamavazbis? Shouldn't the Gemara have said Hanoisin Staka? So he says, Hamavazbis is talking about a person who is not a person who's typically a generous person. And because a person is not a typically, because this person is not a typically generous person, giving tzedakah to him looks like a bizbuz. And since it looks like a bizbuz, he should limit himself to 20%. But a person who indeed is more generous and doesn't look at giving tzedakah as a bizbuz, as a waste of money, he could give actually more. And actually, this works perfectly into the vart of the Yaris Tavash. The Yaris Tavash says, why does the Gemara say, Be'usha skinu? And we'll speak about this still more, Mitzvah Shem. Explains the Yaris Tavash. That we know, we discussed this in a previous year, that until Klal Yisrael, the Be'usha means that when the Sanhedrin went into Golos, they were no longer in Lishkas Hagosis. One of the places that the Sanhedrin sat was in Usha, says the Yaris Tavash. Until and as long as Klal Yisrael were in the Beis HaMikdash, and they lived under the influence of the Shechinah Kedoshah, giving tzedakah was not considered to them a bizbus. But at this point, where they were now in Galus, and their attitude changed, the attitude diminished towards their giving, towards their attitude towards tzedakah, that's when they said, HaMevazbiz al Yevazbiz Yosef Mechaymish. Moreover, I saw from the Shalos HaTshuva Stivri Malkiel, he says, we know that the Pasuk says, regarding the mitzvah of tzedakah, B'chanuni no b'zois imloi eftach lahem rubes ha-shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, regarding the mitzvah of tzedakah, that a person, kaviyachol, could test HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it comes to giving tzedakah. So what he's saying over here, says the Yaris, says the B'divri Malkiel, a person could give maybe more than 20% to tzedakah, but the Pasuk is teaching, the Be'ush is teaching us that when it comes to testing, you have to give only up to 20%. More than that, you're not allowed to spend on tzedakah, to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Vitema Rav Achava Yaakov, my Kro. Where do we find this in a pasuk? And the Mefarshim obviously asked the question. We began the Gemara by saying that the halacha is Be'usha Skinu, HaMevazbiz Ayivazbiz Yosef Mechaymish. So this was a takana of Usha. Usha, as we just finished saying, was after the Churban Habayis. So how is the Gemara asking for a pasuk for something that only was instituted Be'usha? So the Maram Shif answers what the Gemara means to say was that really Usha did not institute anything new. All Usha did was that what was already the Minig Yisrael, that people spent 20% on that tzedakah, they institutionalized it. And the Gemara's question is, how, from where did Usha see that this is the halacha that they institutionalized it? Another pshat that I saw, this is from Rabbi Kivega here, right on the side of the Amid, in the Gilyan Hashas. He quotes a Yerushalmi, the beginning in the first parak of Masechta Peah, that says that this was originally their halacha. This halacha of giving 20% was forgotten. Usha was the one that brought it back. And now the Gemara asks, what was the basis from on which Usha based to give it back? So he says, because it's based on the pasuk, V'chol asher titen li asa asuen aloch. Asa asuen is 2 times 10. 2 times 10 equal 20%. I saw that the Imre Shefer says there's another raya that we're supposed to give 20% to stock up, because the pasuk says by Yosef, V'nesatem chamishis leparoi. So Yosef said to give 20%. So from here we see the concept of giving away 20%. Ask the Gemara, v'loydamishura basra l'sura kama. Ask the Gemara, why does the pasuk say it this way? If the pasuk says it this way, it's actually going to come out that we're going to be giving more than 20%, less than 20%. Why? Let's say somebody starts with $100 and he gives 10%. So now he's down to 90. If he gives another 10% of the 90, it'll be 9. So total will be 19. But 19 is not 20%, is not a chamishis of the 100 that you began with. 19 is 19% of what you began with. So ask the Gemara, that isn't what the Pasuk said. Answers the Gemara, Amar of Ashi, the way to understand the Pasuk, Asrena, Labasra Kikama, to compare the second 10% to the first 10%. In other words, as the Rosh Hashanah explains, since the Pasuk uses the words Asrena, to compare, what the Torah is trying to say is that the second 10% should be equal to the first 10%, 10 plus 10 equal 20. So obviously, the Rishonim asked the question, why does the Pasuk say it in this way? Which opens itself up to a question. Why didn't the Pasuk just say it straight right away to give 20%? And there are two halachah lemaises that the Mefarshim extrapolate from the fact that the Pasuk says it this way. One is, the halacha is, that if a person has two opportunities to give tzedakah, one is to give a big amount to one person, or to give a small amount to many people. The halacha is, it's better to give a small amount to many people. And that's what the Pasuk is saying, Asa Asrena. The Pasuk divides it into two chiyuvim. The reason the Pasuk divides it into two chiyuvim is to separate it into two separate, to give more people smaller amounts. That's one pshat that the Shita gives. The second Shita pshat is that we know that Bizman Shebeis HaMinish HaYakayim, there was a 6-year cycle in giving Meiser. Every year Truma had to be given. In the first and the second and the fourth and the fifth year, there was Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. In the third and the sixth year of the cycle, there was Meiser Rishon and Meiser Oni. So the Pasuk wants us, Bizman Hazeh, as well to follow that model and to give two separate Nesinus. One like the Meiser Rishon, and one like the Meiser Sheni. Now, what's the difference? The Meiser Rishon were given to Levim. The Meiser Sheni, as we know, was eaten by the person who brought the Meiser Sheni, and the person who brought that Meiser Sheni would take the actual produce, or take the money that he redeemed that produce with to Yerushalayim and use it. Teaches us the Pasuk that that's the way a person should give tzedakah. And this connects to what we learned in the previous year. There should be a portion of the tzedakah given for aniyim, and a second portion can be used for limud haTorah, which is the comparison of going to Yerushalayim to connect us off to Kedusha to support our sons and son-in-laws who are learning Torah. The Yitav Panim explains, the Pasuk says that when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, v'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael mi'eretz Mitzrayim. And Rashi says, Echem et chamisha, says the Yitav Panim, that giving 20% is the right amount of tzedakah. Says the Pasuk, V'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. You know why Klal Yisrael was zoicha to leave Mitzrayim? The reason Klal Yisrael was zoicha to leave Mitzrayim was because chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that they're going to give 20% for tzedakah. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that they're going to give 20% for tzedakah, that's why v'chamushim al b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim, they were zoicha to leave Mitzrayim.